Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Fight off!
Boba Fett.
Jabba.
Jabba.
I feel like we just unlocked the entire series. It's like Jar Jar, Jawa, Jabba. Jar Jar. Okay, we'll call one guy Jar Jar. We'll have some Jawas. We'll have some Jabba. We'll have some Baba.
At.
Bobo.
At. Yeah.
At.
Yeah. Oh, my right. God. What a jerk.
What a stammering fucking what a, asshole.
What a mindless fuck.
Hey, George. Duh, duh, duh. Okay, this guy's name is Duh, Duh, Duh. I'm a Rufus Bounty Hunter named Duh, Duh, Duh.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy
birthday, Gary.
Happy whatever, yeah, guys.
Oh, God, let me grab a fisherman's friend.
Do it, friend.
I got some fisherman's friend myself.
I got cough drop fisherman friend, the best cough
Are
drop.
You guys both sick?
Kinda.
Are you guys
kinda.
Make, oh, a little bit. I'm way loud, sorry.
Am I peeking?
Jaw jaw.
Jaw jaw fat.
Jaw jaw.
Bubba. Jaw jaw.
Bubba.
I mean,
Anakin.
Yeah, my name is Anakin. Mr. Tomato, you don't want to do that to me. You want me to be Jar Jar.
Mr. Tomato, Momo.
We figured out today that Mr. Tomato's enemy is Mr. Mouth.
Yeah.
Mr. Ooh. Mouth eats Mr.
Mr.
Tomato.
Mouth. Mr. Mouth.
That's
Mr. Mouth.
That's just a sneak preview of the next hot Berserk record.
Berserk 3D.
I was a little bit late. It sounded like you guys were
90 minutes. We recorded a whole album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock
good.
Oprah. It's okay. A rock Oprah.
You know what?
I don't know why that's so funny. It should be.
It is.
I think it's funny.
She's fair game now.
I've been listening to Berserk driving around.
You like that, don't you?
I love the Berserk. And what's the first track? The
It's
Gonna Be Alright.
I
makes me happy. That's a happy.
It's a feel good. It's a feel good song of the year.
The first record is a bonus track on the second record. That's brilliant.
I didn't understand that.
I didn't either.
And I got like mad. I was like, God, you know, I want to hear the robot song. I have to fucking fast.
You have to listen to the. So you have to get the original. I'll give you an original. Do you have an original?
I have the original.
Well, then just listen to the original.
All right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bonus track and a punishment at the same time.
We should play a song that one of us has recorded on every show.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the show. We're not going to get
Mr. Cheap. Mm-hmm. We're already off iTunes, so we can play whatever we want.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did you know that?
Can we go back on iTunes? Are we allowed back there?
I think we need to get back on iTunes.
For what?
Yeah, people get
famous. Nobody likes us.
Yeah, people
we're
like,
stupid.
I don't have to click. I can't find your thing. I'm like, well, go to this thing. Like, that's not iTunes.
I hate to bring up Andy Fleming because we haven't mentioned him so many times.
Oh, wow. How's Andy Fleming doing?
A long time ago, like right when he moved to Chicago, I sent him the link to our to add it in iTunes like 5 times.
He won't do it?
He doesn't know how to do it, I guess.
He's a cop.
He makes fun of me because I don't know how to Twitter.
You know how to Twitter?
Well, not according to him. I'm not good enough.
How do you
know how to Kenny Rogers Twitter?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I feel.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. No, you can. I've been getting a lot of people who really think it's Kenny Rogers lately.
That's awesome.
Some guy wanted me to call his friend who was in hospice. I was like, I had to email him, like, dude, I'm sorry. This is just some guy.
Not
I'm just
really,
a random
I'm
guy.
Not really Kenny Rogers.
Just read some of the stupid things I post.
None of it sounds like anything unless he's insane.
He's an idiot. I'm sorry. He's at Jeremy P. Quip. I made that
he's
up.
He's at
Barbar. Ding dang. Did we tell you about when we went to that open house? Did we tell him about when we went to that open house?
We haven't talked in a month.
Did you hear? Did we tell you about this open
house? No.
It was really creepy.
God damn it. We went
what?
To, go ahead. Why did we even go to this thing?
We were like, God, a dead person's house. Let's go to that.
What?
We decided.
It was a good idea. It was an estate sale.
Oh, I always wanted to go to that. Was it right near your house? Did you walk?
It was pretty close. We drove. Did we tell you this? Thing?
No, but I've been looking up estate sales. And this was a couple weeks ago.
It's creepy. This one wasn't that exciting because there wasn't much.
I looked at the pictures online and decided not to go.
But there was like a bunch of shirts.
Yeah, well, have you ever gone to like been at like some old person's house and go, ooh, I want some of this shit. You don't want any of it. No, it's all like old crap.
Yeah.
And it was not priced to move.
No.
No.
But there's a bunch of dead guy shirts. And a bunch
like,
of
there's this hallway. There's this hallway. And they had like a like paper. Like you know whenever like movers are bringing your shit in, they put the paper down so they don't track mud all over the place? That paper was like in this hallway.
Yeah, that's what they do at estate sales.
No, just in one fucking room.
Oh, well.
Like
and
I think
they
that's
had
where
a carpet over
it's where the body.
Oh, is that where he died?
I guess so. Why
you
else
think?
Would there
that's
be
that's our theory.
That was a theory.
Well, I stepped on it and then I got halfway through it. I was like, oh, this feels weird.
Oh, yeah.
This feels weird.
Yeah, and I was in the closet trying on shirts, and Sean's like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Did you ever come out?
I came out, and I said, I'm a gay old guy. And he said, I knew it, Jar Jar.
We'll have a gay old time.
And then it got really weird.
Because there's a coffee cup that said pop.
Did Brett?
There's a coffee cup that said pop. And the way it was presented to me, it was like we were just walking through the kitchen, and he grabbed a cup and turned it, and then it said pop. And I was like, ugh.
And we were like, oh, no.
Pop.
Pop.
Hey, Pop. Pop. We're here to visit.
So,
Pop.
So we're like biting holes in our tongue because... We're like,
you try not
it's
to
fucking hilarious. For some reason, just the idea of like somebody coming away, Pop, Pop, you got all this mail piled up. Pop, Pop, Pop. Oh, wait. Pop!
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Pop.
And then Sean still said, kids, quit hopping on Pop. And I lost my shit. So we had to like leave.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
Pop.
That's so terrible.
Popping. Popping lock.
I'm glad we didn't go to that estate sale with you. You would have killed
us. What if I just saw you guys there randomly?
Oh, man.
We would have died.
Shit.
But I was going to go like on a Sunday. I guess it was almost over, and that's why I didn't go.
I don't think it was the same one. Well, maybe what if it was?
Well, it's,
like
I think it started...
Bibles. They had a lot of Bibles.
No, there was... Did they have like a old Rhodes keyboard at all?
No.
Maybe it was gone.
They had
That'd be great. I wish they had a
Like an electric keyboard or something? Yeah,
they had like a phonograph and some shit records.
Oh.
Which we looked through the vinyl, there's nothing there. You know?
Lots of Christmas records.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to go on a estate sale together. I've always wanted to go.
I don't know if I can handle it.
It was weird that it shook Sean up. He's so cold to the world, but it's not too much.
He can write songs about death and mutilation and Satan, but he sees old Gramps.
Sean dead at an estate sale. Yeah, that's like, where he got his guitar. That's like everything about him.
It was creepy.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was like just weird, and then it got creepy when we walked through that. Like maybe this person didn't die in that room, but just the fact that
can
it was,
you
like,
hear him?
Well, he's not talking into a microphone.
I'm talking into it. Hello.
No.
Hello. Have you not been able to hear me this whole time?
I don't know. I think so.
No, there you go.
Yeah. He's
hello.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't remember what he's talking about.
Dead people.
Have you ever had to clean out a dead person's house?
Like no. Like when that's where I got some stuff, though. That's where I got a lot
of
vinyl.
Yeah.
And I got a...
Suicide people.
Yeah, suicide.
Suicide.
Guy committed suicide.
Solution.
Man, I'm dead. This ain't bad.
Why, did you have to clean out somebody's dead?
My grandfather.
Oh, well, yeah, that. I mean,
I was like a teenager. It was weird.
That is weird.
That does suck.
And they found him because, like, man, that apartment smells really bad.
Really? No. Are you kidding?
I didn't find him.
It wouldn't be
like
funny
this.
If you're kidding.
The neighbor found him.
Like a dog.
Yeah, he like died. No, like he like died and fell back on his bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was there for...
So he had like feet on the ground or...
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man. How old was he?
No, I
didn't... God, why do we have to die?
I didn't really know him.
What a bullshit system.
That's good.
He had a lot of TV. Did I tell this story already about how he had all the TVs?
No, like Sliver?
Like he had a bunch of like no, this
not
was in
like
the 80s.
All on the wall?
No, he lived in like a 2-bedroom apartment, had like 6 TVs.
And really?
My dad's uncle wouldn't let me take any of them. I had
this.
So I took all the remote controls
That's dark.
And I got home and
I remember,
and I smashed them all. I think I said that on here.
That's fucking hilarious. That's good for you. That's a
wow.
That's a good thing.
Uncle Lester's had to get up and turn the channel himself.
Why do we have six TVs?
Type of shit. He needs
maybe like four. I don't remember, but
still,
well, Uncle Lester had. You know, this is what I now remember. He had like three TVs, but Uncle Lester had a TV in every room of his house. That was he had no
had,
room for
he
another
had TVs.
TV. Yeah,
that happened when my grandparents died. When
Uncle Lester.
Well, like whenever best. My grandparents in Pennsylvania.
That's
died,
where my grandfather was.
Really.
What if we're related?
Is it the same grandfather?
Sean, can you run a DNA test
not
on
anymore.
Us?
Yeah, let me
open your mouth.
Yeah, does this taste the same?
circle, dot. circle, dot.
We look so much alike.
We kind of do.
We both had grandparents.
Whoop.
What do you got?
Whoop.
I love how he's acting this
I'm
out.
Spinning. I'm spinning the blood, dude.
Whoop.
This process takes weeks, so
this
you
is
probably
the loudest
shouldn't.
Brad has ever been.
You probably shouldn't watch me do this because this tastes like a week. Whoop.
You are the father.
There was one.
I have the results.
There were twins. One.
You are not related.
We're not related?
You're not related.
Are you sure? Can you run another scan?
Let me check.
No, that's okay.
Whop.
Adam and Eve. Go to the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. I mean, if we're considering Adam and Eve, we're all.
Yeah, we're all related.
That's why I consider myself an African American, because we all came from the cradle of civilization, which was in Africa, so we're all African Americans. Okay?
Well, that's not in the Bible, but okay.
Speaking of African Americans.
Uh-oh.
I've been pulling some scams. Mark would love this scam.
Oh, yes, I would. What is
scams.
It?
You know, I'm a Lego maniac.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's not fiction.
That is a true.
I'm a Lego maniac.
it's a truism. There's a Target Super Center. There's a Super Target.
Yeah, there's. Where's that one?
Down there. In
Smyrna.
Between Columbia and Franklin.
Okay.
And they had the, the Lego line Space Police.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, know all about Lego, it. Ask me anything about it.
The Galactic Battalion Space Police.
Mm-hmm.
This retails $150 for this
Holy
Lego set.
Retail?
It's huge.
Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. You never pay retail.
Not me.
They had it on sale for $50, right?
Whoa.
And I buy it. At the Supercenter.
Oh.
Drive on down the road to the regular-ass Target.
I don't have my receipt.
That's okay. Here's a store credit. You take that store credit, you buy yourself another one on the fucking... And then you buy fucking... You're getting a Galactic Space Police for free, right?
Yeah.
You return it. You buy a 50, return it for 100, which, because they wouldn't give you the full thing. They gave it to you whatever it was on sale for there. So it's like $115.
It's free. And
it's
then you
free.
Have,
then
and,
I, it's not only free. I come out ahead
because you're gonna buy stuff at Target anyway,
right? So I spend $50. I get another Galactic thing, and then I bought three other Lego sets, which happen to be on sale too. Those fucking Star Wars,
bar, maybe the ding ding.
So yeah, that was like I was sitting. I was like, I'm fucking Mark and Nunson over here. That's what's going on.
Wheeling and dealing.
I still have a car stereo amp that. I'm
oh, speaking
it.
Of Winks.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen the Tracy Morgan commercial? The commercial for Tracy Morgan at TPAC? It's a still photo of him, and it's just like a guy talking over a still photo with like all the information.
Comes to Tracy Morgan from the Cops and Robertsons or whatever.
Yes, exactly. And they have the still photo, but then they like insert over one of his eyes a brown thing.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's winking, like brown thing.
Yeah, it does not. It's not even the same color brown as him. It's like
over his eyeball as if he's winking, but he's obviously not winking. They just put like a brown.
And it's
thing.
Like a cardboard cutout.
It was like no, it was some kind of Photoshop.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
blur. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
You want to interpret a dream that I had, Mark?
Yes, but then you got to do one for me that I'm at a loss.
Ooh. Well, no, let's interpret Mark's dream.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Okay, I was flying to St. Louis because somebody called me to a comedy show. And I'm like, oh, it's Matt Conte probably.
Yeah.
In a plane you're flying?
Yeah,
you're
I was going to fly in a plane.
Okay, you're not flying. Okay.
And Susan was trying to tell me, no, yeah, it's probably Matt Conte because who else is going to call you to a... I'm like,
nobody.
I was like, I don't know, it seems kind of weird. I don't know. She said, well, just go. So I get on the... I get to the airport and they tell me, oh, okay, Mr. Nunson, we're going to put you on this other flight because you'll get there 3 hours faster. But when you land, you're going to have to take a boat over to St. Louis. I'm like, no, I'll stay with this regular flight. And then Susan's like, no, go on it. All right. It's like, okay, I'll do it. So
she's with you on this trip?
No, she's just like seeing me off, and then, you know, like a mother and child.
She loves you.
Right.
Yeah. So I get on the plane, I land, and then I'm kidnapped by these guys.
Terrorists?
I guess. Okay. No, they were like more like gangster mafia kinds.
Oh.
And they put me in this room, but then I crawl and I listen through the wall, and what their plan is, what they do is they make clones of people.
Oh no.
And what they do is they kill you and have the clones do crime for you, and then when the clones are arrested, they don't care. They don't really know anything, and the clones just go to jail for it if they get caught.
Wow.
So I heard that, and what I did is I snuck around and switched me and the clone, put the clone where I was, and went to like another room and acted like I was a clone. And then what they did is they brought me in to see, because what they do is how they controlled the clones was they showed the dead body of them, of the real person, said, if you don't do what we say, this is what happens to you.
Yeah.
So I walk into the room and I see my dead body.
Your dead clone.
No, it's really, my dead clone, but it looked exactly like me. And even had, like, I had just come back from vacation, so I had, like, a beard. Had the exact amount of facial hair I had when I looked in the mirror last. And then they gave me instructions on where I needed to go rob, and I just got in the car and I just pulled off.
Yeah.
And I was gone.
Oh, shit.
And just, I can still see my dead body, like.
Wow, oh, no. Sean, what does this mean?
I don't
Freak
know, Brad.
City.
What does it mean?
I wish we had a clone of Mark so we could interpret this dream.
Yeah. Only Mark would know that. Well.
Well, let's take a stab at it.
Okay. Well, St. Louis.
St. Louis Conti. It's something to do with comedy.
Yeah.
About your art.
Maybe it's just missing Conti. Maybe that's.
Maybe I just missed Conti. Maybe I died for him.
I think he misses Conti, sure. I think a part of him died.
Yeah, when Conti.
When Conti left.
Left.
I think you're right.
Wow.
And.
You'd be willing, but the thing is, for Conti, you'd be willing to commit crimes.
Commit crimes.
And here's the thing, like, and he's about to have a baby, so our relationship will never be the same.
Oh,
and
he's no.
He's kind of a greasy gangster.
Yeah. He's a slime ball.
Yeah.
He's a criminal.
Yeah.
Maybe he's.
Yeah, Miss
Conti. The gangsters.
Maybe he just missed Conti.
Yeah.
Maybe he killed part of you when he left, so.
But you also, you won. You out.
I got away.
You got away with it. You,
for now.
You got to, you were saddened by seeing you. Doing.
But yeah, being, that's know. How strong you but are also, is that you persevered.
The dead, the fakeness is what was dead.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm real now. Maybe I'm, there's no more.
Wow.
I don't have to worry about putting up.
Like when Hercules died, the humanity in him died. He is God.
He's still a god.
Wow.
Like Bobo.
Yeah, you're like a god now.
Like Boba Fett?
You're like Boba Fett.
You're like the god of Boba Fett.
You're like Bobo.
Well, okay, I feel better. I feel better.
Okay. My dream wasn't that cool.
Sorry. You should have went first.
I was hanging out with Kim and Derek.
I don't know them.
Derek McCaleb.
Oh, yeah.
And Kim.
He's got an ET toboggan.
We were supposed to go somewhere. You remember?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah. we were at like a TGI Fridays, and we're gonna like go to another TGI Fridays.
That
and
sounds like, normal. Yeah.
I programmed. They're like, well, you know, I put in the address into my GPS, and the car drove off without me. I wasn't in the car, but the car was driving without me, and I'm like running behind it, and it's following them, and I'm trying to call them and be like. Pull over, my car is following your car. And then it like hit a tree or something like that. And then the dream spun out into nothing. I can't remember what happened after that. That's basically it.
That, you know what that is?
What's that?
That's the subconscious fear of the rapture.
I miss Conti.
Wow. You might miss Conti.
My car went to Tampa.
Yeah, it turns out my car went to Tampa. We both just miss Conti. That's all there is to it.
We should go see Conti.
I just went.
You just went recently.
I can't go
so
again.
So sad.
I'll never see him again.
I wish I went.
Yeah, I should have gone.
I went alone. Yeah, but then you would have had to come to Texas with me.
It would have been worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so worth it.
It would have been fun.
I'd go to Texas.
I've never been to Texas either.
When do you guys want to go? I got to go see my parents again, I guess.
When are you going?
I'm not.
I'm going out of town on the
6th. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to London.
Of June?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quick.
It's
in
a week.
Yep. I don't know when this podcast is going to drop.
Oh, yeah. It'll be up before you go. Oh, should we not? Because you could get robbed. Oh no, Sean could get robbed.
I'm gonna be there.
Don't Sean rob Brad because he lives with Sean. So
he'll have bitches with him.
That's, oh yeah, party. Oh,
yeah,
party.
I'm gonna get a lot of blowjobs. Yeah, totally. Gonna get like probably at least one blowjob.
Blowjobs in my bed. I don't care. What do I?
Why you not? Don't mind?
Somebody's got to.
If I get cloned or
do you mind if I shoot jism all over your bedspread? Is it already just caked?
Oh, gross.
Crusted.
When was the last time you guys washed your sheets? That's what I want to know.
I wash my sheets on the reg.
He washes sheets Sean, regularly.
Monthly? Every 2 months?
It's monthly.
I wash my sheets.
I'm a dirty man.
I only have two sets, and there's only one that
I don't. There's no women to get into my bed to be true. Disgusted by them.
Yeah, he's not like he's out working in the field all day and throws his muddy body into his bed.
You sweat more than you realize.
Yeah. Well, dust mites.
Gross.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. So what prompted this trip to...
If someone loved me, then.
London.
Well, Jill, my baby's mama, her sister lives there.
Oh, yeah?
And they were...
You gonna knock her up?
No. I can't knock anybody up.
Oh, that's right. I'm infertile. Gosh. Sorry, buddy.
Jill and Hannah are going...
Just keep going. Push through. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just keep going.
Don't even stop.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
Family trip. Instead of a paragraph, we could say, family trip, going to see the family.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see London. See?
Going to see London?
Europe. What about France?
No.
I see London.
I'm going to probably go to...
see France.
Ireland.
I see...
Going to take a little trip to Ireland.
Because if you're in London, it's like $100 to go to Ireland.
That seems like a lot.
Well, but they use passports.
That much.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't seem like a lot.
It's nothing to you.
I went to an Irish pub.
Really? Where?
Oh, Charlie's?
In Dallas.
Florida.
In Florida. Oh, Charlie's. What a dick.
I asked if that Boba Fett, your robot Boba Fett, was from a cross period. Sean thought I was being a jackass.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
It's
it was from a store that sold...
Charlie's isn't a fair question, though. That's not an Irish brand.
That was me being
a funny comment.
That was me being a wise ass.
Are we allowed to be funny on this?
I hope not. I've been going out of my way to not be funny.
30 episodes in, we've never...
Are we supposed to be funny?
I don't know.
Do your blood centrifuge.
Wop, 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 wop. Man, If this was a vodcast,
be worse.
It'd be so.
We need to get Sean Staggs to cartoonify.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Ricky Gervais does.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Famouser.
Just as dots.
We're never going to be famous.
I've been seeing this girl, and she listened to the podcast, and she was like, so who's this Brenda girl at Chick-fil-A?
Did she know it's just a joke that we're just...
Well, the thing she's...
And it was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, we recorded that like... Months and months.
Brenda probably doesn't even work there.
Brenda still does work there.
I'm trying to get you off the hook.
I mean, I don't even know if Brenda works there.
Thank you.
I got somebody else I really care about.
Yeah.
So it's
all right. She listen to this. Can we make fun of her?
Don't make fun of her.
Why would she listen to our podcast?
Yeah, what a
idiot. I don't know why. Well, no, because she went out on a date with the guy who...
Tony Youngblood.
Oh, yeah. That's my buddy.
And, he asked her to listen to a podcast, and it was the one that Sean and I were goofing
on. Oh, yeah, the WRVU one.
We called in, we acted like we were cops or something.
Yeah.
So, and then that guy on the subject was like, because I have a podcast. She was like, what is it? And I told her I had Birthday Gary, and I guess she went and listened to it. And then I tried to explain to her. I was like, no, listen, these are old. Like, this one we're recording now, probably, well.
This one will probably be up soon.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway.
I mean.
A week or two.
You won't be dating her by the time this goes up, right?
You'll be dead by the time this airs.
I mean, I'll be in Ireland, I'll probably have an Irish girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
Black Irish girlfriend.
Brenda will be all sad. Everything, I got them.
You got a lot of bitches.
I got tons of slizz.
Yeah.
Gonna go out dirty.
Get some tight slizz.
Slizz is the worst.
So does she like this podcast?
Of course she does.
Okay.
She thinks you're funny. She thinks Sean's funny.
Yeah, what does she think about you? Funny she's looking.
She still thinks I'm cute. You know what I mean? Like, she hasn't got to where she's sick of me yet. Yeah. Well, by the time this drops,
she's.
I feel like Brad just made this whole thing up just so we think he's dating somebody.
No, I've seen her.
No,
I've seen her. You've seen her. You've she's seen got her. A she's got a hot sister.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she's got a hot sister.
Does her hot sister listen?
No. Her hot sister just disappoints people.
Her Sean thought her hot sister was cute.
Oh.
Obviously. Because she is. Because she is cute.
But why would she be interested in Sean, right?
She wouldn't be, and that's the problem.
You need to go, like, okay-looking sister.
Listen, I've dated plenty of really ugly girls.
Well, Sean was doing okay.
Get back to it.
Sean was doing all right until she found out how old he is. He's
yeah.
too old. She's 20. He's, what, 29?
Oh, why are you trying to date a 20-year-old?
I wasn't really even trying.
He didn't know, and I didn't know. I for some reason, thought you were 24. So
she's just
know.
A girl.
Like, eh, some girl.
Some I don't know, some girl.
Oh, man, I got in trouble for that, though.
Of course you did.
I got in trouble for everything.
For trying to hook Sean up with a sister?
I didn't even really try that hard. I was just like, hey, you know, they should hang out.
I don't know.
You were in first grade when she was born, or second.
I don't care.
That's disgusting.
I don't care. She's.
You guys could have been in the same elementary school.
She's hot.
You know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, how about these cicadas?
I love them.
They're all over the place.
I don't mind them. It's okay. It's nature.
It's just.
First of nurture.
That noise.
Some guy on the news was like. Like the weather guy, they were hopefully get enough rain to drown all these cicadas.
The cicadas have been fucked because first it got cold and that killed half of them, and then that tore fucking severe thunderstorm.
They only live for a month. Let them live for a
yeah,
month.
Give them
I mean, jeez.
All they do is want to fuck.
Yeah,
fly,
I mean,
make a little noise.
They're like little Sean's.
It's butt to butt sex.
See, we grew up with. Oh, we had cicadas every summer where I lived in New Jersey. They were a little different. They're like little round cicadas.
Yeah.
But they made the same exact noise.
Did I have
well,
cicadas?
These are like
yeah,
probably. Years.
Even in Flemington?
Yeah, you did. Probably. Really? I think so. I mean, they made the same noise, but there wasn't as many of
this
them.
This is as many as I remember since I was a kid. And when I was a kid, they were breaking tree limbs. There were so many. It was like you could go outside. It was deafening. And there are some places where... They're like be a couple trees that are just
yeah. It's not bad here.
Not right here, but in Franklin, it's pretty.
Sure. When I the last time we had them, and I was actually driving to Texas. I had to put my windshield wiper on just to see
yeah,
going down
like,
440.
It's like you're driving through a fucking meteor shower. What happened? What are you on? Guys, you want to do which is better? You want to?
You still
are
on?
Even recording you? Can you hear yourself?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I had to take these headphones on.
Off because I think I'm. I don't know.
Hello?
Can you still be heard?
Can you hear me?
Hey, guys. Check. Yeah, we should probably do this before the podcast.
Yeah, we should check all the bells and start over. Boba Fett!
Hey, Boba Fett! Jawa!
Ewok!
How much time have we been doing?
Oh, good question. 832 measures.
What?
Is it too soon for which is better? We can talk about it.
Too soon, too soon.
No, it's perfect.
27 minutes, halfway.
Perfect. Let's do it. Let's do which is better.
Oh, yeah.
Wando Kawifi Wando. Wando.
Have we said happy birthday, Gary, yet?
Yeah, I think
we
so.
Did. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. Which is better?
Wando.
Which is better, guys? Cats versus dogs.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, fucking time.
Haven't we done this one before?
I say that all the time.
Mark's gonna ask that.
Mark's
gonna ask
it. We've done this one. Are we really doing cats versus dogs?
We're doing cats versus dogs.
Lame.
No, because we need to know these are the two most popular pets.
Really?
Which is better?
Is that true?
I'd say
cat. So. Well, fish.
A fish is more popular than a cat or a dog.
Yeah, because most people have like 20 fish or 30 or
I see what you're doing.
40 or 50.
I would still argue that.
You know how many fish I have? How many are in the Atlantic Ocean? They're all mine. They're all mine.
Well, then that's how many cats I have because
I lay claim to the beasts of the sea.
What about catfish? Do they count?
I don't know, man. Just making stuff up. I'm just trying to get a little heat going.
Trying to make it fun? I'm just trying to make it fun,
just
guys.
Quit it. We need to figure this out.
Just trying to impress Brad's girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend, but she's a very sweet girl.
Yeah, she's not your girlfriend.
Well, by the time...
She's not my girlfriend, but
by the time somebody's listening, there'll be a girlfriend in your life. You'll have a girlfriend.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have a girlfriend every 3 months.
She's like a girlfriend. She's as
soon as we stop podcasting again, it means, Brad must be dating.
Yeah.
We're just leftovers. Mm-hmm. Cats. I go with cats.
Cats. All right.
I'm a cat guy. I like cats.
I like cats too. I'll be honest. I like cats. They're not as friendly as dogs.
Whole life.
Dogs are a whole lot nicer, but cats mostly do their own shit.
I
just
like
do your shit.
I like them.
They
both.
Shit. Yeah.
I like them
litter
both.
Box.
I'd say dogs are better, but you know.
Okay.
That's what. Okay. That's what we find out. Let's break this.
This is what we do.
Out.
This is
we,
now.
Let's find out now.
It's what we do.
Let's Boba Fett. Which is cooler? Which is cooler?
Cats are cool, man.
Cats, man.
Because they're like
cool
boom,
cat.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom,
straight
boom,
cat strut.
I'm a lady's cat. I'm a real Casanova. That's where I'm at. I got a shoe thrown at me by a mean old man. Get my dinner from the garbage can.
Yeah. All right. Cool cat.
But dogs
cool.
are dogs.
Dogs who let
can
the dogs
play basketball.
Out. They play poker.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Snoop. Oh, Atomic Dog.
Oh, what's up, dog?
Ooh. Nate cool. Dog.
Nate Dog. Warren
Dead dog.
G.
That's my dog.
Regulate.
That's all cool. That's probably cooler than a.
He was 280 in dog years.
Cats.
Cats not, wear sunglasses.
That's true.
Well, I guess dogs wear sunglasses too.
Elton John's a pussy. Pussy cat.
Ooh.
There you go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Croc rocking.
I'll take two steps forward, two steps back. There's a cat in that video.
There is
MC's
a cartoon
cat.
She think of what
do
she
cartoon
had
to, cats not talk.
That
count?
Still counts.
Oh, it does count. What about
Garfield,
Courageous Cat, and Danger Mouse?
Mm.
Or
what's
was,
the coolest? What's
Mouse?
The coolest dog ever and the coolest cat ever?
Marmaderp.
Well, that's like question 13.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, we're on cooler, so that's
Dumb
fine.
Clifford.
That still
Dumb Clifford.
Which is the coolest
Clifford,
cat.
The big red dog.
Yeah, what
a
dork.
Fuck, that used to freak me out when I was a kid.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because
I was like, he's going to eat. What the fuck is happening here? This dog is enormous. He's going to fucking kill everybody.
He's giant.
He's red
gonna,
with rage.
He's going to inadvertently step on someone. First of all, being giant isn't enough. He's also red. He could be a red dog or he could be a giant dog.
Also a Jew. A lot of people don't know that. Clifford,
oh, no.
Jewish dog.
Clifford Redstein.
Hello. Well, you know, don't gather sticks on the Sabbath because you're a dog. Are they allowed to eat dogs?
Your eight brothers are doctors.
That was like Ethel Merman.
We have the same body type, so.
I'm a doggy, the veterinarians. Which is more loving?
Dogs are much more loving.
Well, I mean, on the outside, but you don't know how they feel on the inside.
You know what? I think a dog in their mind, they don't really love.
They're
you.
Just trying to get food.
It's a pack mentality. It's fear, and it's like. Yeah, placating and shit. They just
cats,
want you.
I mean, cats sometimes
cat,
love you.
A cat doesn't need you. A cat, if a cat comes, if you're sad and you're sitting there, a cat will come in your lap and curl up. You're like, what's the matter? And you, why don't you pet me? You're still doing shit for the cat, but it's like, you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. I'm a beautiful cat.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't
yeah.
you pet me?
That's true.
That's why I don't have pets.
But that's not, is that love? I guess love is the.
I think you're trying, what do you call it when you try and apply a human emotion to a non-human object?
Anthropomorphizing? No.
Yeah, hyperbole.
No,
personification.
That's to an inanimate object.
Personification, yeah.
Personification.
Yeah, personification.
Yeah, yeah.
Hyperbole is it's close. But
hyperbole,
it's,
that's when you can't tell if someone's a man or a woman.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
it. It's when like, it's like when right before your hyperbole goes to bed, you give it sugar. And it's just all
it's
night.
Like,
it's like
hyperbole.
Hyperbole, smoke some weed.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, I don't know, though. You come home, a dog's happy to see you. He's jumping around.
Is he?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
He's happy for anything.
I don't buy the dog shit.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Yeah, whatever, faggot.
And then kick him in the neck.
Yeah. I love you. Whatever. I remember. Which does Mark hate less? Cats or dogs?
You must hate dogs less. No, you hate cats less.
He hates cats.
I like cats. I had a dog for like 6 months.
What was the dog's name?
Bilbo.
Aww,
you kidding?
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo.
Bilbo. Bilbo.
Bilbo. Bilbo.
Boromir. Boromir.
Bilbo Fett.
Bilbo Fett.
Oh, has that happened yet in fan fiction?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I wanted to have a festival called Bobo Fest.
Nice.
Where it's just all Boba Fett.
Can I bring my guy? My
yes,
little,
of course.
Boba
my
Fest.
Fair.
Boba Fest. Boba
That's
Fest
brilliant.
Nashville.
That's brilliant.
It's pretty good.
I like cats.
I don't know if we've talked about this. Did we talk about the guy who wanted to kick your ass on the internet? Because you made the joke. You put a picture.
Somebody wanted to fight me?
Yeah, Sasha's friend.
Really? You put a picture of the dead cat.
You put a picture.
No, I didn't put a picture of a dead cat.
You put a picture of you with a cat.
No, you put a picture of a cat in a cage.
You put a picture of a cat in a cage. You're like, goodbye, old friend. And then somebody wrote, oh, don't kill him. And you're like, and you're like, no, this dog, this cat was sick. I'm putting it to sleep or something. But like, at first, you made it seem like you were just killing this cat.
For the heck of it, a good time.
And then like one of somebody's friends got to be like, who's this Mark motherfucker? I'm going to kick his ass.
I never saw that. He must have posted it.
Oh, God.
I never saw that comment.
Oh, it was fucking hilarious.
It's out there. Somebody's going to fight you.
Yeah, bring it.
Somebody who loves animals is going
to
fight
you. He wanted to beat you up because he loved animals so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, who'd win in a fight, cat or dog?
Cat.
Are these the same size cat?
It's 100 pound
dog. Is this a dog size cat? 100 pound
dog.
Dog
would win.
Riding a pellet.
Dog would win.
Yeah, a dog would win in a fight versus a cat, yeah.
Who would win in a dog fight?
Cat.
Who'd win in a cat fight?
Dog.
Who'd win in a cock fight?
Sean.
Cat. Which leads us to bigger dick.
Oh, dog.
Wow, dogs.
Well, now let's think for a second.
They got that big lipstick thing.
I don't think I've ever seen a cat that wasn't neutered.
I got two words for you. Tiger.
Woods?
Whoa.
There you go. Yeah.
Tiger is a cat.
Tiger Woods.
A cat. Tiger Woods,
Tiger Woods is,
a dog.
Is a dog.
He's
a
down
low down.
He's a poon hound.
He's a low down dirty no good dog.
Oh. Yeah.
So wet. It's like a wet pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, nasty.
It's like drinking a
gross
bottle full
drinking
of pussy.
Pussy juice. Sweat your pussy into this plastic cup.
We can't get on it.
Squeeze your
We can't get on iTunes. I don't want anybody I know to hear it. Listen.
I'm gonna ring out your
Mark. Here, one of my coworkers, Mark. I was listening to your podcast.
And
very interesting stuff.
Your friends were talking about ringing out a vagina, a woman's
no
vagina.
No way any of your friends would get 33 episodes deep.
825 measures.
Oh man, I'm you know, cats have a bigger dick because the tiger's the biggest animal, the biggest predator. Well, other than
you can't just say, I thought we were talking domesticated. You started off saying pets.
I said cats and dogs.
But we have to find out who's the best pet.
Well, this is a mental exercise.
All right.
No, we didn't say anything about pets.
Don't make me rewind this.
I don't think you said, you didn't say specifically pets in the beginning, though.
You know what?
We've been talking about pets.
Siegfried and Roy had a pet tiger.
So whoa.
They owned a circus tiger.
As a pet to them.
Yeah.
What, did you see that cat? Not cat people. What was the fucking...
Dog
I saw
people.
Cat people.
No, it was like a documentary about those guys that were kind of like Siegfried and Roy. And then they had these tigers. And it was two guys and a girl. And the tiger killed the guy.
Oh,
and then like a few years later, killed the girl. And then like finally the other guy was like, all right, that's it. I'm done with you.
No.
Like you kill one person, shame
kill
on me.
Kill me once.
Yeah.
Kill me
twice. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, what the fuck was it called? It was something like cat people or something. Cat dancers.
Cat dancers.
How did I remember that?
Hold me close, cat dancers.
So, speaking of cat people.
Oh,
I watched Cat People and the Return and Curse of the Cat People.
Which
cat
has
people
nothing to do with
the movie.
No, it's good. Have you seen the original or the one from the 40s?
No.
One from the 40s is actually pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
I knew you were going to watch it because you were watching a... There was something on HBO.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary about producer Val Lewton, who produced... He had scruples.
Do you know interesting fact about Val Lewton?
No.
I don't.
One... No, this is a true story. You're looking at me like it's going to be yes.
It can't be true. It's just... <They're>, okay, take two. Okay.
Interesting story about Val Lewton.
How many times does that begin a sentence?
One night, the lights went out in the city where he lived, and he was arrested for stealing things out of stores.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
He was looting.
He was looting.
And then he invented a cough drop. But it ain't Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah.
Guys.
He's related to Val Kilmer.
Vladimir Putin. Flutin' lootin'. Oh, blah, blah. He's a Star Wars. What the fuck?
This is my favorite episode.
Better natural version. Right?
I don't even know what that is.
This is not domesticated. Domesticated cats were from panthers, right? The Egyptians took, like, cats and made house cats, from what I understand.
Panthers?
Didn't do too much.
They just make them smaller and smaller?
I think so.
They just spread them smaller.
Well, because there's no wild cat. I mean, you know, house cat.
Sure.
You
had
to start
point.
From something, right? There's some kind of cat. Anyway, they, like...
Noah had to have two house cats.
Yeah, well, okay. God made a house cat. And then... And then he gave him the stray cat struck and put it in his butt. And dogs are what? Wolves? Or are they wild dogs? Because there's wild dogs.
Yeah, there are wild dogs. Well, they're all canis. Isn't wolf a canis as well?
I think a wolf is an anus. A pussy cat that ain't is canis. What the fuck?
Animals are so sexual.
Doggy style butt.
Vulpus. Vulpus.
Well, well.
I can't condone any of this.
I'm sorry. So which is better, a panther or a wolf?
Panthers.
Wolf.
A wolf.
A wolf.
Wolf.
They're both stupid.
Bunch of fucking homos.
They're stupid.
Gay.
Animals.
We're not giving anything to either side. Like, no one's won anything so far.
No.
Think about animals.
I like panthers. Like, I think cats, so to me, cats are beautiful.
Yeah.
Cats are graceful.
They're elegant.
And beautiful. And, like, just watching, like, going to the zoo and even just watching, like a mountain lion sit.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a beautiful animal.
Yeah, even a lazy looking over at you.
Yeah.
Like a lion.
Even that is like beautiful.
You ever see that
but
video?
Dogs are just like,
I think we're more like dogs.
Men are like dogs.
We're like cats. From Venus. Alright, well, better characters. Here we go for cats. I'm gonna rattle some off for you. Garfield.
Sure.
Boring.
Felix the Cat.
Like him.
The Cheshire Cat.
Don't like him.
Sylvester.
Hate him.
Puss in Boots.
Not even a real thing.
Tom.
Not a real thing.
Tom from Tom and Jerry.
I love Tom.
Tom's great.
Hello Kitty, which I don't even understand.
That's for kids.
I think that's
for girls.
Isn't that just a wallet?
Cat in a hat. Yeah, I think it's like, there's like no actual...
I don't know.
It's just the advertisement. I don't think there's anything. That's cats. All right, dogs. We got Lassie.
Yeah.
Crypto.
Wait, you can't come out of the box with crypto number
Crypto's
two.
Crypto's up there. All right, well, who would you rank higher than crypto?
A Snoopy.
All right.
Snoopy's fucking awesome, dude.
All right, come on. Underdog.
Clifford.
Underdog's cool.
Balto. Was Balto a wolf?
What? Who is Balto?
Balto.
Is that your neighbor's dog? Or?
No, that's Bilbo. He found him.
That's Bumbo.
In a cage, yeah.
Bilbo was a three-legged rescue dog.
Get the fuck out of my...
Well, he had a fourth...
Get the fuck out of
here. I live here. He had a fourth leg, but it never touched the ground. Just... You know how some people have that, like, baby arm that's useless? It's, like, for balance.
Get the fuck out of here.
Is that true?
Yeah, picture... God damn it.
Not of the legs. I have a picture of me with Bilbo somewhere.
Oh, fucking God. That's the best dog I've ever heard of, man. So
well, we had to put him down. He kept biting kids.
How did he catch him? Because the kid comes up and starts fucking with his leg, right?
No, yeah. they walk into our house and he just would attack.
Oh, well, talk to fucking Basha.
Basha, yeah, my baby's mama's got this dog. He will murder anything.
But they're made.
We had to
How
put
many
him
people
down.
Has it bit?
He's bit me. Bit
Bit everybody.
Bit everybody.
You got to put a dog like
if
that down.
If he could, he would destroy Sean.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There's something about me.
Because he can.
He kind of bites at people, but anytime Sean comes over to Jill's house, he is just like, it's like, it's like.
Like, even if I'm like just.
Like Sean.
If it's outside.
Sean killed his mom or something. He's like, you motherfucker. He just goes for him.
It's crazy.
He could see Sean's intentions. That's why.
You know what?
What are my intentions?
He goes after you like you're a black guy. He's one of those racist dogs.
Yeah.
Because anytime I brought like Perry or my friend Dre over, so any black friend I bring over to Jill's house, he's so fucking racist.
Smart dog.
Well, and I'm like, that's good. But Sean's white. I mean, how do you get Sean categorized as with a black
person? He can see through his clothes.
He probably smells all that black pussy on his fingers.
Oh. Can I tell a quick story about Chad Stahl? Your buddy and a dog.
I didn't finish.
We were at K Dog's house.
Yeah, sure.
And he used to have this giant dog. Yeah. Really gentle. I'd go over there all the time. He'd just leave you alone. He didn't really care. Chad was petting him a certain way. Kieran's like, it looked normal to us, but he's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't pet him like that.
Really?
And he said, Chad, don't. And as soon as he said, stop doing it, Chad stopped doing it. And the dog got mad. And it just went right for his throat.
Holy fuck.
And Kieran had to grab him and throw him. Oh, it was so weird.
What?
So funny.
I've been bit by a couple dogs.
I guess there was a certain way.
Really?
He couldn't pet that dog.
I was messing with this German really Shepherd's odd. Nose when I was really little. I remember.
Oh,
no. You know, they have that little flap on their nose.
Yeah, you don't touch that.
I, like, licked my finger and I was, like, touching her nose, and he, like, bit my head. Like, my head was. I think I've told this story where, like, my head was like, inside of his jaws. He's like, wah! I was like, hey, why?
You can't touch that. That's their face taint. They don't like that.
I mean, I was a child. I didn't know. Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
I remember.
I learned it. I didn't do it again.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, there was. Like some people who went to church with us, they had a dog.
They did have one.
Yeah, but they ended up having to get rid of it because it would growl at everyone, and it didn't attack many people. It was just always like, like no matter who it was, even at them.
You don't get that with cats either. If a cat doesn't like you, he doesn't come the fuck around you. And you know what I mean? A cat doesn't come after you and shit.
Just like 2 weeks ago, I was at my buddy Wade's house, and he was showing me some reel-to-reel player thing he had. And we walked through one room to get to another, and a cat was sitting on the bureau.
Yeah.
And I walked by, and I went...
Yeah. They'll do that fucking...
it scared the crap out of me.
Like in Pet Cemetery, where it just fucking scares you.
I was like, oh, God.
You go in the garage for something, and you're like, fuck you, God. But they're not. But they're just like, get away from me.
Yeah, you're too close.
They're not gonna come over and bite you.
They're like a car alarm.
I've only been bit by a cat once, and that was when I was keeping Jill's cat, and I was trying to put him in a crate to take him back home, and he didn't want to go in the crate, and he bit me on the shoulder. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was cutting Molly's nails, she tried to bite me.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't like that.
Now that's because she didn't like it.
Our neighbor in Texas claimed our cat bit her on the face.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Well, what are you doing? Close enough to
why
the cat.
Why is your face near your cat's face?
Yeah.
That's the first question.
And our cat would just go out in our front yard. It wouldn't.
Yeah, she got down on the ground.
The cat that I had the picture holding the cat, the nice cat, that was the one. She blamed Mozart.
Well, fuck her. She's full of shit.
Yeah, kill her.
I don't buy it. Okay, I didn't finish listing the
cat. Sorry.
Okay, so first of all, Crypto, number one dog of all time.
Yeah.
Underdog, sure. Balto.
Number one, handsome boy.
Benji.
Benji.
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie.
And Snoopy. Are there any others?
Yeah, Rin Tin Tin.
Rin Tin Tin.
Snoopy's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Rin Tin Tin's like a dog I know is a dog, but I don't
remember. Dog on Jetsons?
I used to watch it.
Oh, Astro.
Astro.
Yeah. What about the dog on Married with Children?
Air Bud.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Don't.
Scooby-Doo.
Roby, Roby, Roo.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Scrappy's a piece of shit. Nobody likes Scrappy.
I do.
Okay, well then Scrappy breaks the tie, and I think the dogs have better characters.
Yeah, I think dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Fritz. Fritz?
Fritz? That's Fritz the dirty one.
Yeah, that was the dirty one. Speaking of which, more allergic. More allergenic.
Jan Brady was really allergic to Tiger.
I think cats are more allergenic.
I think they are, because they rub their body on shit. Ooh. They like they bring it to you. They bring it to you.
Gross.
Where the dog is like, you need to pet the dog. But yeah, cat fur cats seems shed to, like, a lot. Drift into the air a little more.
Yeah, cats do a lot of shedding.
Okay.
I mean, dogs do too, but
I don't know. I plead the fifth.
But Coltrane's got tons of fur.
Coltrane is an outside cat, and that's how it's got to be because he is so fucking furry. But he's a sweetheart. He'll fucking come and hang out with you. He's
a great cat. I've hung with him a few times.
He makes me love cats a lot more. He's a good
Coltrane's
cat. He's a weirdo.
Nice guy.
He's a weirdo. Like, you pull up, you get out of the car, he meows, and he runs ahead of you and then lays down on the ground on his back.
So that you can stomp on him, essentially.
Yeah, he will, like, risk his being stepped on his belly just to, I don't know what he's trying to do. He just wants you to see.
Just being funny.
Yeah. He's just being a goofball.
Yeah.
Just
being a regular old Dick
Apparently
Van Dyke.
Apparently he's a dick to other, like, he's mean to other cats. Like,
yeah, I didn't believe that at first because I've heard people tell me he was a scrapper. And then I did see him picking on the neighbor's cat.
Yeah.
And he did kill that squirrel and left it on the porch.
He's badass.
He's a fucking,
I like that cat.
He's a roughneck. Yeah, he didn't take no shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, a bark or a meow? Which is less annoying?
You ever try sleeping where there's a dog barking outside and it's not yours and you can't shut it up?
Dog barking.
That's the worst.
Annoying.
Well.
Cat, you can just feed.
One time.
At band camps.
Oh.
This was...
Was this Coltrane under your window?
It was... I think it was Coltrane.
I don't know, because I think it was a female cat in heat.
That might have been it.
But Coltrane may have been deep dicking her.
Maybe so. But in the middle of the night, it was like 2 in the morning. I didn't have to even wake up the next morning, so I was just like ready to sleep it up. And it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing just...
Yeah, I remember you were like, there's a baby outside.
I thought there was a baby outside. And it was one of those things where I was like, did someone just leave like a
Yeah, and you have to get a look.
Yeah, it's at some point there was like, it was like a minute, and I was like, a minute is too long for a baby to be outside. So I like got up, like put on a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Went outside, and it was a cat. But it sounded exactly like a baby.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And it was...
It's scary.
It was really... Like, I was freaked out, and then I was like, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker.
You fucking cat, yo.
But I thought it was a... I genuinely thought someone had left, like, a baby
you,
outside that,
you were
window.
So disappointed, because well, you wanted to be a father.
Coltrane will meow fucking nonstop, and that does get annoying. Meow, meow, meow. You're like, all right, I'll get you something to eat. He doesn't fucking stop. That gets on your nerves. But yeah, dog. Oh, God. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like a fucking dog.
Hey.
Shut your fucking dog up. Shut your... No one's ever, like, shut your cat up.
No. Yeah. And also, I think the main problem I have with dogs is just sort of learned response. At Banco Java, people will bring their dogs, and somehow they have no concept that dogs don't like other dogs. Almost always.
Yeah. And they're
just bring a bunch of dogs, and the dogs will try to attack each other and, like up on their hind legs, like, rawr, rawr, biting at each other's faces.
Like, there's no need to bring your dog here.
Well, I get along with everybody, so why wouldn't my dog get along with everybody?
He's nice to people. Well, this isn't a people.
People are so stupid faced.
But sometimes it's scary because it's like two goddamn big dogs just like, rawr, 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 and it's like, they're going to eat somebody's kid or something. And
everybody in East Nashville has a dog. Huge dog.
Everybody in East Nashville has a lost dog. Like
every
day.
A fucking rescue.
Every day somebody brings in a lost dog poster. It's like,
maybe your dog just doesn't want to be with you anymore.
We need to start like a dog detective agency or something.
That'd be big money.
If you could find
people's dogs.
We get somebody named an ensign to go around catching dogs.
Ooh.
Oh, where's my dog? We find
the
dog. Cha-ching. Which is more like...
Otis. There's Milo and Otis also.
Oh, that was a great movie. So cute.
Which is more like a woman? Cat or a dog?
Cat.
Yeah.
So you'd think that at first.
No, I'm thinking at second.
Well, dogs love you because you feed them and you hit them.
Wow, that's heavy.
So that's...
Yeah, but...
Shitting in the yard or shitting in a box? Which is better?
Both awesome.
Pretty good. If you had a box in the yard and you just went out and shit in it. Fuck you, neighbor. I think shitting in the yard better.
A box is almost like human.
I know, but if the box is inside, if you put the litter box outside, I don't know. It's the whole shitting in your house.
That's why I don't want a pet, because like it poops and then it like walks around your house and sits on stuff. I don't want that. I don't need that.
It's got shit on its ass.
It's a dirty.
It's got a shitty
ass.
They
never wipe their ass.
They're disgusting.
No, they never do.
Nothing wipes their ass but people. What?
Not even all people do.
Not even all people. Not even fish.
Other people who
they
don't
just have
wipe
a little string
ass.
Of shit.
I mean, I don't think we even do it adequately. I think we need like hoses and
bidet.
I'm a bidet guy.
The whole wiping your butt. It must. I don't know. Because primitive man couldn't have. I guess leaves. Monkeys don't wipe their butt. Nothing wipes their butt but people.
I think a butt wipe. I think butt wiping. I think it started in like the 60s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm never gonna wipe my butt.
Which is happier, cats or dogs?
They're both miserable.
I think dogs are happier.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think dogs are much dumber.
Oh, yeah.
So just the dumber you are, the happier you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Personification.
Cats are just like, you know, hey.
Which
that's
is
fine.
More,
you know, I get food.
Which is more fun?
I think dogs are more fun.
You can throw shit.
You gotta go outside with them.
Unless you're counting the laser.
Oh,
where the cat
that
is a laser.
Is like fucking.
What
heaven.
About a tinfoil ball in a cat? You ever
ooh,
do that?
Put tinfoil ball.
And they like.
Yeah. What about kitten mittens?
Kitten mittens.
You put some socks on a cat.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. But I feel like playing with a cat is usually making it miserable. That's the way you...
Yeah, you sort of fuck with
that's
it.
That's why
yeah.
I derive so much joy
yeah.
from it.
Yeah.
They're,
well, with a laser, it's not. That's
they're, cool
that's,
to,
they're
sure.
having a good
yeah,
time.
They're having a good time.
And they like when you swing around a feather or something
I
like
that. I like when you're a cat sitting on your lap and it's ready to leave. Like, and you can tell it's about to get up and leave and you grab it and you don't let it go. And it's just like... And it's just like squirming and you just don't let it go. And there's no matter what you do to it, it just will never...
Well, that's
calm
the thing
down.
About the whole pet.
Shh,
the whole pet
no.
the cat
Never.
Thing is on the cat's terms. You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
It's like a dog. It's like dog pet me. No, I don't care what you do, except for your friend's dog who was crazy. But I don't know. All right. Well.
Yeah.
I think it's winding down, guys. Mark's falling asleep.
Mark's sleeping.
I'm yawning.
He's bored about cats and dogs.
Dumbest thing.
You know
ever.
What you need? Coffee.
Yeah, no, I don't need coffee.
Pot of coffee.
I need
well,
to bed.
Guys, which was better, cats or dogs?
Cats, easy. One, bing, boom.
Bang. I still like cats better.
I think I still like dogs. So dogs.
We didn't resolve anything. I'm going to delete this podcast. We're going to start over. We're going until we get it right. Until we're all in agreement.
Okay, cats win.
No, you don't feel that way.
I don't care.
Yeah, but it's two
dogs.
Against one.
I'll go dogs.
All right,
dogs win.
Yay!
No, I want cats.
I want cats.
I want dogs.
I want Mimi. I want cat.
I want Bobo.
Dog,
baby.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. You always do.